Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Corner of Broadway and Battery. You're listening to Damon Bruce and Ray Ratto on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield.
Welcome, welcome. It is good to have you here. Wednesday afternoon. We'll turn it into a What If Wednesday and have a little fun at the end of the show for sure today. We're going to have a little fun with Nick Wright when he stops on by for his, what, now semi-annual mea culpa about being wrong about the Golden State Warriors, even though last night the Dallas Mavericks were a little bit more right than the Warriors were in a very odd game that took place in Dallas. Ray, not a lot of NBA games have rain delays. Last night's did.
Yeah, but unfortunately for the Warriors, the clouds cleared, and they had to finish that.
It was a performance that maybe we could have expected a little bit closer as we got to tip. And we heard what Steve Kerr obviously had to say in his pregame moments, because it was hard to concentrate on basketball as a fan after listening to what Steve Kerr had said. And I know that it was powerful enough that we played it instantly, and an awful lot of you probably heard it for the very first time live with us on the air. I know that Steiny and Guru thought it was important enough where they wrapped up their show with it today. It was an incredibly powerful message. And even though the Golden State Warriors lost a game last night, I thought Steve Kerr absolutely won the night with what he said and how he said it, and as direct as he was. And for those who want to stick to sports, I'm glad that Steve brought up what he brought up, because that officially pulls that topic into the world of sports. And it's not something we're going to spend the whole day on, but it's something we're going to talk a little bit about today. We got quite a bit going on. There is NFL news every day. There's some local news that is no one cloaked in glory between Javon Kinlaw and the son of Quackers. We got very interesting news coming out of Las Vegas that the Raiders are giving Colin Kaepernick an actual workout today. So I think we need to talk about that. Obviously, Jacques Peterson is on one right now. That continues through today's performance. Last night he did nothing short of some historic things with his bat in a Giants uniform. So we got an awful lot of stuff to get into today. But mostly, look, I've seen sprinklers, I've seen fire alarms, I've seen smoke detectors go off, I've seen fire postpone games. Mark Cuban, fix your roof. Like, as an Indiana guy, I'm embarrassed for you. I can tell you that there will be no rain delays at Chase Center during a Warriors game ever. I really don't know how much that knocked the Warriors off their game. They had indicated that, they were playing with a little bit of house money, and indeed they are. I think anyone trying to frame this, Ray, as the Dallas Mavericks are back in this series is overextending how they really feel about it. I think it's safe to say that the Dallas Mavericks have extended this series. We will see a game five. Now, if the Dallas Mavericks win game five, we have a series to lean back into and start talking about as a, could this actually happen? But all the history and the history of basketball says we're just continuing to kick a can down the road more than we are now in ourselves a Western Conference Finals that's going to get hairy.
No, what happened last night was Dallas finally figured out what they should have figured out before this, which is you're going to die by the three more than you're going to live by the three if you don't have better shooters than the guys they've got. They were more aggressive going to the basket. They were more aggressive going after rebounds. They were, you know, better with points in the paint. I mean, Warriors still had more, but it was at least competitive. They decided to fight the Warriors on the ground where the Warriors had been winning this, which was inside the arc.
Well, and they won against the glass. I think it's the first time they won the rebounding battle.
Yeah.
So far in this series. Warriors did themselves no favors, not playing a particularly frosty brand of basketball. It was a night that probably was more predictable than we thought it would be, based on how hard to focus it must have been. After Steve Kerr had said what he said, and Steve Kerr said this is what he was talking about in the locker room before going out last night.
There was sort of an unspoken awareness of what happened today. There was it was a very quiet locker room beforehand. You know, I felt like as a coach, my job is get the team ready to play. Difficult to sort of keep perspective on a day like today. But that's the shock and the grief, the anger. It's there from all of our guys and from, I'm sure, everybody in the building.
Well, and look, it certainly extended to, you know, everything that I brought home with me last night after you and I played that soundbite. You know, we drive home and we're supposed to go and watch sports and enjoy ourselves. And I got to tell you, my mind was so with the mourning that our nation is going through that I didn't have much care for what was really going on in that basketball game. And here I am just watching it. I got to tell you, it was nice to see as the evening went on that sports really can provide a lovely distraction from sometimes the horrific world around us. And that Giants game went from, there's not much of a game here, to, oh my gosh, there's a game here, to, oh my gosh, they've scored 13 combined runs in the last two innings, and we got a pinball game breaking out here. And that was an awful lot of fun, and I'm glad that sports came in to give us a little distraction and salvation from what has just been another dreadful, you know, couple of hours in America for people who, you know, do something as wild as care about kids. And it was a rough night to focus as a guy watching a basketball game. So for the players in the game, I'm going to give every Golden State Warrior a mulligan last night. And I'm also going to tip my cap to Dallas for remaining focused enough to finally show up and hit some threes and play a good basketball game.
Yeah, because this happened in their home. So it hits, if anything, it's harder. So, I mean, just the fact that, you know, they both had to play last night is a testament, A, to how they could stay focused, and B, why maybe sometimes we focus too much on this stuff, and that maybe in a more perfect world, we'd have just shut down the entertainment for one night. Maybe people would have thought a little more about what we've become as a country, where kids' lives are negotiable when they go to school. And that's been a story that's been going on for more than a decade now. Steve Kerr has had that speech given too many times. And I'm not saying that he shouldn't have said every word he said, but he's had to say it too often. And we're not getting any better at it. And we don't seem to want to get better at it. So, you know, the game happened. And we're going to move on, which is probably not a great thing for us to be saying about ourselves. Maybe we shouldn't be moving on if this continues. You know, as this continues.
Well, statistically, and this is something that we will get into today. By the way, we're brought to you by BMW Fairfield, now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit. Statistically, Ray, and we are, you know, a show that likes stats and We know what they do to project and analytics and all this stuff. Statistically, America's next mass shooting will be tomorrow. Mathematically, the formula says it will be tomorrow, if not tomorrow, certainly within the next 40 hours, because we've gone about 40 hours here without a mass shooting. And that's who we are. And you can either take a look at why we're that, or you can ignore why we're that. And we're not here to ignore anything. It's not how we approach things. This is not a topic that has become a cause celeb for me. If you've been listening to my almost 20 years on air here in San Francisco, this is a topic we have broached in the past. Sadly, this is a topic that we continue to talk about in the present, and I just know it's going to go on in the future. It didn't take me having kids to care about kids, but boy, does it amplify how you feel about things once you do have kids. And it's just a dreadful place to be thinking and operating from, and that's why everyone in, you know, mulligans all around last night. Game 5 is coming tomorrow, and I bet you it's a lot less leaky than Game 4 was, and we do mean that literally. We have an element of professionalism, which I think you got to tip your cap to for both the teams that were involved in that game. Like you said, Ray, it's something else that we demand entertainment on a night where we should probably be reflecting, but the show does go on, and that's why they're the pros. Because they can compartmentalize and they can go out and they can play. So I tip my cap to both. There wasn't a lot of professionalism in an interview between Javon Kinlaw and a local Bay Area reporter. And I use air quotes for that. And we're going to talk about that today. We got an awful lot to get into today. And I hope you plan on being a part of today. And Nick Wright will be joining us at 4 o'clock today. We've got a chance for you to win tickets to Game 5. A little bit later on today as well. So stay tuned. We're brought to you by Lucky and Lucky California. This holiday weekend, you don't have to worry about making do. Lucky will help you make more. Right now, beef tri-tip untrimmed in the Max Pack and select Foster Farms chicken in the Max Pack. Both buy one, get one free. Mix and match Lucky California, the golden state of eating. And coming up next, at the very beginning of our next segment, I'm going to give you a keyword. You text it in, and you're going to get a chance to win tickets to Game 5 tomorrow night here on 95.7 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield. Now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit.
All right, here's your first chance to win tickets. Pair of them to Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals. Text the word player. Player, baby. Not playa. Player. Hit the R on that. 20357. Player to 20357. It's a chance to win tickets to Game 5. And as always, you can get playoff tickets at Warriors.com. Damon and Ratto here on 95.7 The Game. It's great to have you here today. Again, sports supposed to be the pleasant distraction in life. Sports did turn into a pleasant distraction. I had a lot of fun at the end of that Giants game watching them come back and how they did it. It was a fun watch. It really was. And I see that fun is kind of carried over into today's lineup. So, momentum. Not a lot of momentum between these NBA playoff games. And it was just so much weird momentum going into that game last night with the tone that was struck by Steve Kerr, you know, not just with the media, but, you know, in his locker room. And I'm not saying that Jason Kidd doesn't care about these things, but I don't think Jason Kidd made it a part of his night and feels as personally touched by it as Steve Kerr has every right to feel, given his fact was, you know, his father was murdered. Ray, I've never been more proud to be associated with someone who's been a routine guest on this show, who's got a platform as considerable as he does have, and the way he goes about using it. I tell you, regardless of what you think of Steve Kerr as a coach, and I don't know how you could do much other than admire him for that, as far as a guy goes, it's my kind of guy.
Yeah, the sad thing, though, is that he's had to give this speech as many times as he has. And the fact that he steps up and does it every time it's required of him in his own mind, because nobody tells him to do that. He does it because he wants to. It just, when I watched it yesterday, I felt less pride than I did sort of anger that he had to do this again. Because we're not making any progress on this. I mean, the stat you had before that, you know, the next mass shooting is probably another 2.5 days away, you know, based on the national average.
No, it's scheduled for tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get to about 2.5 days.
You said 40 hours.
Yeah. It's been 40 hours since our last shooting. Yeah, I mean, it's just disgusting.
No, to me, I'd be perfectly happy to never hear him bring it up again. But it's going to happen again, and he will bring it up again. And the actors who stand in the way of what Americans want on this issue will not change their minds either. I mean, we have created a country where enough people care more about the gun lobby than about a school lobby. And that's, you know, it's enraging. But yeah, I mean, you know, full credit to him for standing up and using his moment at the podium for the right thing.
At the end, I
wouldn't be, you know, very quick to assume that Jason Kidd didn't do the same thing in his locker room, because he, if anything, is as aware of how that hits people in Texas, because that's their kids. So, you know, the fact that he didn't choose to do it behind the podium doesn't mean it didn't get done. I just think this is one of those times when everybody feels the same thing except for 50 guys in Washington. And that's the most frightening thing of all, that this isn't a democracy and it's not even a republic. if that few people can stand in the way of that many people who only want to stand in the way of gunmen and kids.
I'm glad that he called them out. I'm glad that he named names.
Didn't name enough names would be my response. I mean, because Mitch McConnell, he's one of them. But, you know, Ted Cruz ought to be very close on his lips. There's 50 names he could have just read off. And that might have been even more powerful at that point. Because when you say 50 senators, you're giving them an anonymity they no longer deserve.
Right. It's like us talking about owners. We decided to name names.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just, you know, they can't feel shame if you give them the anonymity of, well, we'll just group them in with a bunch of other guys who like the same level of anonymity. They should be named. They should be named every chance we get.
And Steve was very correct saying that, you know, we're being held hostage. The will of the many is being suppressed by the will of the few. And that is not what this country signed up to be. It's staggering how divisive and, you know, everything in politics these days is Yankees, Red Sox. Everything. Absolutely everything. There are sinister forces at work with great platforms all around us. So when a beacon of a little light, of a little hope, as depressing as it is, we have to hear it again from Steve Kerr. The fact that he stands up to say these things, it matters to me. I think it matters to an awful lot of Bay Area fans who admire who he is as a person, as well as we now know him as a person. And I think we do have a very good idea who he is as a person. Like, I can't claim to know Steve Kerr as, you know, as well as Tom Tolbert does. You know, they're actual friends. I think they get together with their wives and they're in each other's weddings. But I feel incredibly close to Steve Kerr because I want to, because that's the guys I want to be close to. People with real moral compasses, people who do know the difference between right and wrong. Like, I've been talking to Steve long enough to tell you without reservation, if God forbid something were to happen to me tomorrow, you know, if it were up to, hey, Jillian, I've got Steve Kerr who's going to, like, you know, help raise the boys, give the boys advice in my absence, I'd feel really good about that. I don't think you can admire someone more than you than you can say, I'd trust that person with my children. Steph Curry talked about how Steve Kerr is his kind of guy, too.
I appreciate his leadership. It was on everybody's mind coming into the game. It's kind of hard to, you know, stay focused on going out and playing basketball and knowing, you know, what happened, you know, in this state. And I got kids, send them to school every day, drop them off. And you feel for the parents that are going through what they're going through. I can't even imagine the pain. So for Coach to come up here and say what he said and every word that he said was powerful, was meaningful. You know, I accept that challenge of trying to figure out a way to, you know, again, use my voice and platform to help hopefully make change. And you can tell what it meant to him, come up in front of y'all and use this microphone to say what he says. So I appreciate his leadership on that. He's been doing that since I've known him.
Yeah. I mean, it's who he is. Leaders don't change their stripes to fit a moment. They just continue to lead the way they go about leading. And that's the kind of guy you want leading an organization, in my mind. Meanwhile, Ray, you know, what can I tell you? I'm watching the tragedy unfold. It's happening, you know, all over the internet, and you're seeing pictures of the children. You're seeing pictures of the parents. One of the guys who is now arranging his 10-year-old daughter's funeral, big Kyle Rittenhouse guy. You can see that through his social media posts. And he actually, I don't know if he sees the irony in this or not. He's probably not paying too much detail to anything as he walks around in the daze and the grief that comes with losing your daughter, your 10-year-old daughter, who he had just seen getting a certificate of merit. That's the real killer, Ray, is that most of those parents were in that school that afternoon watching their children receive some awards for academic achievement. And that's the last time they saw many of their children alive. The children were so thoroughly slaughtered, it took DNA evidence to identify them or their parents recognizing their shirts. I mean, that's the kind of damage that was done in such a brief amount of time. I can prove him. Just to wrap up the point on the guy who is holding, you know, tribute to his daughter, saying she's one of the 19 children taken. He's wearing a T-shirt that says "F your free gun zone." The irony is thick in that post. Maybe this will change his mind. You know, if you're ingrained deeply in a position, when it touches you personally, it changes your mind. That's where Steve is coming from, because this has touched him personally. I can prove emphatically, Ray, that our gun-loving nation is just awful at loving guns. We suck at this. The evidence is in. We have failed. Do you realize that it's harder to adopt a puppy from the SPCA than it is to obtain an assault rifle? That's indefensible. Say it out loud. Say it for yourself. I don't care who you vote for, what way you lean. Say it out loud. It's harder to adopt a puppy from the SPCA than it is to obtain an assault rifle. And before you say Second Amendment, let me just bring up that the kids and the teachers who duck behind desks officially have more courage than any of the cowards who are ducking behind the Second Amendment today. If you're comfortable with dead children as a sunk cost to protect a sentence written in 1789, that's on you. The Second Amendment has been twisted into something that it is absolutely not. The Second Amendment is there to make sure that state-run militias are maintained. It's not to guarantee you the right to buy whatever assault rifle fits your desires. If you'd like more proof of that, I've got some for you here, Ray. Do you realize that the Second Amendment was written 60 years before bullets were invented?
Yeah.
60 years, almost 60 years before bullets were invented, in 1847, the Second Amendment was written. So to say that the framers who were writing that at the time weren't thinking about what our realities are now is the biggest understatement in the world.
Well, at no point did anybody back then think that we would be comfortable holding open season on our own children. That's the point. You could talk about the immutability of the law all you want, but the fact is, back then, children were more cherished, even though they had a much shorter lifespan than they are now. Because we can't be bothered to do anything more than the bare minimum to protect them. That's what America is now. And it's going to be that until enough people force the gridlock to end.
Well,
and decide that maybe the SPCA is a more important organization than the NRA. Because that's the difference. It's harder to get a puppy because the SPCA cares about the owner and the puppy. The NRA only cares about the gun.
Yeah. Yeah, what happens to it as long as it's available? Well, it's up to the gun owner.
Yeah, it's the gun owner.
They're there to protect the gun. Look, this is a uniquely American problem. I've heard a lot of people try to come forward with the excuses that make this a uniquely American problem. Cowboy culture. I mean, I've even heard that expressed as a reason. Well, we liked cowboys. Cowboys have guns, and that explains who we are. Like, we're the only country with a whole bunch of testosterone-filled badass men. Come on. Not even close. This is a Second Amendment problem. We have one, and no one else in the world does. And no one else in the world has this level of gun problem. In 1996, Scotland passed stricter gun laws after a mass shooting in a school. And you know what? They've had none since. None in a school, anyways. In Australia, there was a famous incident, Port Arthur. 30-plus people were killed with an assault weapon, so the entire country said, you know what? Let's ban assault weapons. And Australians said, yeah, that sounds like it makes a little bit of sense. Let's do that. And there's been no mass shooting since 1996, and that was 26 years ago. 26 years ago, we've had 27 school shootings already this year. 27 school shootings this year. It is May. 22 weeks into the year, and we've had 216 mass shootings in America. 22 weeks. 216 mass shootings. The NRA just banned guns at the NRA convention this weekend in Houston. What more do you need to know? What more do you need to know than that? The NRA determines that the guns they tout are too dangerous to be in the hands of a convention room full of supposedly responsible NRA members at a gun show. Imagine a chef walks over to your table, puts dinner down, and says to you, I wouldn't eat that if I were you. Would you eat it? Would you? That's what this is. That's what this is. The NRA is so afraid of the violence that can come from guns, they've banned it in their own convention. You'd think they'd be hanging guns from chains like clocks. Public enemy. Be showing them off. Nope. Damon, do you really think the Second Amendment is a problem? That it's a bigger problem than evil or mental illness? Well, I can tell you that the people who support the Second Amendment strip any ability to combat mental illness on a public scale on a daily basis. And when it comes to preventing evil, no. You cannot prevent evil. Something bad is always waiting around the corner.
You can disarm it, though.
You can try. Or you can
You can basically say, okay, you're evil, but you're not going to get to shoot your way to establish how evil you can be.
Right. Make it harder for evil to obtain weapons of destruction. It doesn't seem like a foreign concept to me. Japan has one of the stricter gun laws in the entire world. And I thought, all right, let's see what's going on over in Japan. How do they go about it? Because you, a skinny man in Japan has a better chance of becoming Yokozuna sumo heavyweight champion than he does being shot with a gun. For Japanese citizens to purchase a gun, they must attend an all-day class. Doesn't sound so bad. They must pass a written exam. Doesn't sound unreasonable. They must complete a shooting range test and score at least a 95% accuracy. I mean, that sounds fun. Sounds like we're going to the shooting range to learn how to shoot. Candidates also receive a mental health evaluation. That doesn't seem unreasonable. It's performed at a hospital. There's a comprehensive background check done by the government. Doesn't sound unreasonable to me. Now, only shotguns and rifles can then be purchased. The class and exam must be retaken every 3 years, the same way you got to go get re-upped for your CPR or your hunting license every few years. It's no big different than having to go to the DMV to make sure your car is still registered. I mean, everything they're doing, which I am told is just so above the pale of what we could possibly agree to here, it all seems pretty agreeable to any reasonable person. Only the unreasonable would agree with that. No one has these problems but us. No one in the world. No one. No one. It's us. It's just us. And when it's just you, If you can't look in the mirror to try to improve yourself, you're doomed. You know, we have an incredibly sinister presence that is identifiable on one side of the aisle. And I'm not trying to make this political, because this should be common sense. But the truth is, there is a political party in which no woman could ever now rise to prominent power in unless she's got gun porn photos all over her Instagram account. Find me the Democratic candidate on any level of any ticket that is posing with guns, that has a family standing around Christmas trees, seven-year-olds holding AR-15s. Find me one. I'll wait. Send it to me. At Damon Bruce Me on Twitter. Find me that picture and send it to me. You can't. Because there's no nobility to suck up to gun porn on one side of the aisle. It's all on one other side. And it's the side that doesn't have majority rule, but clings to power. It's just, it's broken, boys and girls. It's broken. You know, when the game is rigged, you need to call it out. League memo, Ray. There's a league memo happening in America. There's a rigged game. The odds are all stacked against the good guys.
Except you don't need the memo, because they do it out in front of everybody's faces. They're showing you. And they're saying, go on, try to stop us. And we haven't done enough yet. You know, yelling at them isn't what gets this done. Stopping them gets it done. And not just voting them out, but passing laws that make this intolerable state of affairs, not just intolerable, but impossible. That's got to be done. And if the evil people can't be bothered, then the good ones have to do twice as much and do more, so that we don't have to hear Steve Kerr do what he had to do last night anymore.
So after, you know, going home and having an awful lot of trouble concentrating on a basketball game, I guess the night sort of washed over me a little bit and my mind started to drift, and now all of a sudden I'm watching a baseball game, and I got to tell you, I was very, very happy that sports were able to make me happy. I love sports. And on a day where I wasn't happy at all, sports really did turn into a wonderful and pleasant distraction. The way that Giants game ended, if you're an A's fan, you got a happy ending last night too. After the Warriors, you know, went through the motions in Dallas, and they got game 5 coming up tomorrow. So there you go. You know, I think we spent the first 40 minutes of today's show talking about something that we care about. And that's not wrong. And if it's wrong to you, I don't care.
There's the door.
Exactly. Don't need you in this audience. But if you don't like what you're hearing, it's probably because you know there's way too much truth behind it. And that's why you don't like it. And that's why it makes you uncomfortable, because you know you are on the wrong side of the position. Get on the right side. The side that doesn't shoot kids.
It seems like the most preposterous thing to have to say. Get on the side that is against kids getting shot.
That's it.
I didn't realize that that was a debatable position until the last 10 years of this country's existence. Now it's what we live with every day. The notion that kids getting shot is a political stance.
That
we suck.
It's actually like an attribute as far as part of the situation is concerned. Anyways, look, sports provided a pleasant distraction. We will provide you with that pleasant distraction when we return, including a chance for you to win 2 tickets to Game 5 coming up tomorrow night. Nick Wright is coming up at 4 o'clock. That'll get us back into the sports realm. I know it. So stick around. Much more coming up this afternoon here on Damon and Ratto. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now back to Damon and Ratto, brought to you by BMW Fairfield on 95.7 The Game.
All right, sports engaged. We'll start with a chance for you to win tickets to Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals tomorrow night at Chase Center. Text the word PLAYER to 20357. That's the word PLAYER to 20357. You can always still find playoff tickets at Warriors.com. Nick Wright is going to be joining us to talk a little basketball. Oh, he's wrong again. He's going to join us at 4 o'clock here on 95.7 The Game. Happy to have him coming on by. Last night, though, my goodness, Jock Peterson had a hell of a week last night. I mean, a hell of a week last night. It started early, bottom of the third.
High drive. Right field. It is out of here.
Yeah, I mean, you could hear that off the bat, right? I mean, there's no doubt about that one. A little bit later on, not too much later, deja vu.
Hit into center field. Nimmo back, at the wall, out of here. He's done it again.
He knew it.
Kirk and Kipe with the call, NBC Sports Bay Area. And then the Giants bullpen showed up, Ray. In the, how many runs did they give up there in the top of the sixth? Or it was the top of the seventh or eighth last night?
It was
night?
The eighth.
It was top of the eighth.
Seven.
They gave up seven runs. So now all of a sudden, it is 11-8. Two runs, or excuse me. So now we're down to, it's a three-run ball game. The Giants went from in control to out of control, and then Jock Peterson showed everyone what out of control really looked like.
High drive! Right field! Hit it to the water! Out of here! And this game is tied!
I mean, home runs alone, he hit three. At that point, he has seven runs batted in. And then bottom of the ninth, two outs. No, he's not going to go yakker again, but he gets the job done.
With Jock Peterson.
High in the center field and a base hit. Here comes the tying run.
This has been a classic.
It was an absurd ball game. The only thing we need to do now, send everybody home happy. I mean, my God, you just went through like the last two innings of that game saw 13 runs scored in just those two innings. So nobody really wanted extras. As much fun as everyone was having, Brandon Crawford, what you got?
comes Ruff. We got to play at the plate. Can his throw? It is not in time. The shred is over.
What a ball game. What a ball game.
Oh, it was the cherry on top of last night's Sunday that we didn't get to eat, really. So it was a nice way to go to bed. What a fun ball game over the last couple innings of that ball game. If you look, Ray, the win percentage chart that, you know, they get put out, it looks like a roller coaster.
Oh, yeah, an earthquake hit.
It was an unbelievable ending, and Jacques Peterson goes from, on a day where, literally, I did the segment about how there's a power outage. Jacques Peterson is the team's leading, you know, home run guy. He's got 7. Well, he ends the night with 10. What else did he do that night? Well, he had 8 RBI in a game. And that's the most by a Giants player since World War II, which is pretty impressive if you have any sense of history. Sarah Lang. I love her Twitter account. Slangs sharing with us that Jacques Peterson's 8 RBIs tied for the 3rd most by a Giants player since the RBI came an official statistic back in 1920. A guy named Ray, tell us in 1925 about the night Irish Musial drove in 9. Can you tell us? Were you there?
Yeah, he fought up a couple of inside pitches early and sort of went the other way with balls.
You know, you can't jam Big Irish.
Can't jam Bob Musil, no question.
Phil Weintraub in 1944 drove in 11. I mean, have a day, why don't you, Phil? And then Jacques Peterson last night, his 2nd multi-home run game this season in 34 games played. He had 2 multi-home run games all of last year in 137 games. So the only thing I can tell you is that it would be a really good idea to stay hot, because guess what? You're Barry Bonds. You're it. So swing away with no remorse, and today he goes like this.
Drive to right. Hit well. Did he do it again? Out of here.
Again, I do a power outage in San Francisco segment, and we get this.
Longoria hits a high fly ball, center field, started to carry. It is out of here.
What about the state trooper himself? Was he going to do it?
Javon Kinlaw called me a sucker ass.
Hold on. Wrong button. Here we go. State trooper.
Hit into center field. Hit pretty well. Nimmo back. At the wall. Out of here. Home run number 4 for Yastrzemski.
All right, so now we're getting crazy. No one's about to have another multi-home run game today, though, right? Especially Longoria, who waited until today to hit his first home run of the entire year. That's got to be it for him, right?
Longoria down the line. Fair or foul? It is out of here. His 2nd in as many at-bats. And it's 9-0, and the 4th home run of the game for the Giants.
Wow.
The power was on full display from the 8th inning on from last night through the completion of today's game. It was kind of nuts. By the way, all sound courtesy to NBC Sports Bay Area, Kruk and Kipe, of course. And we got ourselves a final from a little day baseball down at 24 Willie Mays Plaza, 9-3 over the New York Mets, your final today. We got bottom of the 8th. A's are playing a day game up in Seattle. We'll let you know when that bad boy goes final. But, man, the gang that couldn't hit a lot has hit an awful lot over their last, 9, 10, 11 innings. That's for sure.
Well, turn around and look at that tree. The wind just stopped. It was blowing 15 miles an hour straight away to right center most of the day last night and today. So a lot of balls that might have been fly balls turned out to be long flies.
You're going wind aided.
If you watch the homers that got hit, especially today, yeah, they got a little push.
I didn't see. Well, hey, you know, it's okay.
No, I mean, it's you know, that's how you drive in 8 runs. You get, I mean, like that Cub game the other day, you know, same thing. If you get a 25-mile-an-hour wind at your back, you'll take it.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have, and the Giants took advantage of it. And what do you know? The team that had a five-game losing streak, their second one this year already, has now won back-to-back games, and they are about to, I think, is it tomorrow? They go off on their longest road trip of the year. I think they had a 10-game road trip coming up. So good to get a couple of wins under their belt before they go out into the great wide open. But little power on display, good times all around. You should be happy. Again, A's fans got to be happy last night. They won. They won a late game. So, you know, sports can be a nice distraction, a nice balm. And that was fun. And I got to tell you, man, my wife picked the right game to go to. So did Lucas. Lucas, you were there last night. My wife was there last night.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah.
I tweeted out last night. Actually, I tweeted out this morning because my phone died in the middle of the game. I think that's the greatest regular season sporting event I've ever been to. I've been to some really fun college football games during the regular season, obviously. But I think that was the most exciting. Just as you said, the roller coaster of emotions, what Jock did, juxtaposed with what he had been doing and what the Giants had been doing. And when it started to fall apart, this was kind of what the Giants were about this last week plus. Is it looked like the wheels were falling off of this team. Defensively, they were an absolute disaster in the eighth inning and really all night long. And then I turned to my buddy after that eighth inning, Giants down 3 runs, and I said, hey, silver lining. At least we'll get to see at least one more Jock Peterson at bat.
Hey, Ben, look at you. You felt it.
Got 2 more, got 4 more RBIs.
Licked your finger, stuck it up in the air, felt which way the wind was blowing, and there you go. A little bit of history for you. That's awesome. That's all. Look, I'm wondering how many pissed off Warriors fans might have flipped over to that Giants game only to watch the top of that eighth inning and watch the bullpen just give it all up and then just turn it off saying, I'm done. Thank you very much. And then woke up today realizing that if you didn't stick around, you missed something that Jock Peterson has certainly never done before in his life and might never do again. Last night, it's his first 3-home-run game of his life at any level. Over the last 24 hours now, Jock is 5-for-8 with 4 home runs, 10 driven in. As many home runs in his last 8 at-bats as he's had in the previous 55 at-bats. So, not bad. Take that on the road with you, especially to ballparks that are easier to hit in. That'd be good.
Yeah, no, I mean, hitting home runs is better than not hitting home runs.
That's good analysis. By the way,
damn right it is.
Welcome to everyone's 4 o'clock hour.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.